Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The number of new cases of coronavirus in the U.S. continues to decline, and the pace of vaccinations is accelerating. As NPR's Allison Aubrey explains, demand for the vaccine is far outstripping supply.
So far, more than 38 million people in the U.S. have received at least one dose of vaccine, and about 1.6 million shots are being administered a day. The Biden administration has finalized deals to buy 200 million more doses from Pfizer and Moderna by the end of July. But for the moment, demand exceeds supply, says Dr. Mark Boom, CEO of Houston Methodist Hospital.
We're still seeing far, far, far more people who desire vaccine than we can possibly give it to at the present time.
As states have ramped up capacity to deliver shots, an additional vaccine could help boost supply. Advisors to the FDA will convene later this month to discuss emergency use authorization of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
One provision of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill that may not survive. The president himself acknowledging he does not think the $15 an hour minimum wage provision he's attached to the measure will make the final cut. The proposal doesn't have the 60 votes needed to make it to the Senate floor on its own. And while attaching it to the relief measure means Democrats could pass it without Republican support through a process known as reconciliation, that would likely be challenged under Senate rules. It appears Biden himself recognizes that, telling CBS News he does not think the minimum wage bill will survive as part of the final relief measure. The Biden administration is pausing an upcoming oil and gas lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the move comes amid a larger push by the administration to review leasing on public lands and water.
Roughly 78 million acres of the Gulf would have been up for auction under the lease sale, which was scheduled for March. The Interior Department announced that the lease sale would be paused due to President Biden's recent executive action, which aims to address the U.S. contributions to global climate change. The extraction and use of fossil fuels from public lands accounts for roughly a quarter of the country's total greenhouse gas emissions. Biden has announced a temporary ban on new oil and gas leasing on federal waters and lands, and he's directed the Interior Department to do a larger review of the leasing process. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Following former President Donald Trump's acquittal at a second Senate impeachment trial Saturday, bipartisan support appears to be growing for an independent September 11th-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol. Investigations into the riot were already planned, with Senate hearings slated for later this month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers will establish an outside independent commission to review the attack. U.S. financial markets are closed for the President's Day holiday, though stocks were up in Europe. You're listening to NPR. The North Carolina Republican Party is slated to meet tonight to decide whether to censure Senator Richard Burr over his vote to convict former President Trump during his second impeachment trial. Burr, one of seven GOP lawmakers who crossed party lines voting to convict Trump on the single count of incitement of insurrection for his role in the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump was acquitted because the vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed. Burr, in a statement after the trial, said Trump bears responsibility for the riot. Researchers in Washington are using feathers to uncover how songbirds thrive in the piercing Himalayan cold. Tyler Jones has more.
Songbirds have body temperatures to maintain, but don't have fur like mammals. So researchers at the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History wanted to know how birds in this extreme environment stave off the Himalayan chill. Using the Natural History Museum's collection, researchers analyzed the feather density in more than 200 Himalayan bird species. By matching the birds' feathers with the elevations they were collected at, researchers found that as elevation increased and temperature decreased, these Himalayan songbirds had more dense feathers, essentially creating fluffier jackets of down to protect them from freezing conditions. For NPR News, I'm Tyler Jones.
People in some places traveled across the country standing in line to pay respects to Cicely Tyson at a public viewing today. Hundreds of admirers of the pioneering black actor lined up outside a famed Baptist church in Harlem today. Some said they'd come from as far as Atlanta or Los Angeles to be there. New York-born Tyson died last month at the age of 96. In the 60s, she was the first black woman to have a recurring role in a dramatic TV series. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.